So my name is Matthew Grossberg. So I've been with the company for 7 years now, full time. And I'm the continuous improvement manager. We work on efficiencies and practices around the facility as well as the visual workplace organization. And that's where you guys come in for the flex pipe structures. So we've had a working relationship for almost 4 years now.
Yep.
So it's been about 4 years, I think this is going on to our 5th year starting in January.
Okay.
You know, we started at one table and in the maintenance shop, and we only had, you know, 6 pieces of flex pipe, and you know, we had all these brackets and pipes all laying around. So we realized, you know, it's very easy to use. It's just learning how you actually use the materials. And it's the most challenging part probably is when we have people on our team, nobody had experience with even using power tools. So I have people who never even use a handsaw before or a bandsaw or anything like that. But once we learn how to do that, and then we understand how do we start building a structure, working from the base all the way up to the top, it was very easy to use and it became second nature to us. Every about 2-3 years, you know, we usually get new machines in the facility.
Okay.
So as new machines come in, you know, we have to build new visual workplace and organization.
Okay.
For them. We also learn from our opportunities. So if I build something one way for a machine, I'm already 6 machines in and I see, you know, we already progressed and evolved, so I have to go back and then revamp all the other structures that we done.
Okay.
Who's in charge of the design?
The whole team is.
The whole team?
Yeah, we have 3 different departments. We have a sustainability department, and they're responsible to making sure all the structures and organization is being upkept at the machines. We have a project department that helps keep the machine. When you have a new machine, they actually start the ground build from the beginning and work its way up. So they build everything. But everyone is able to build something on the team.
Wow.
That should be a fundamental foundation part of us. If you don't know how to build, then you're not useful to me. So every department, and that's what's great about the visual workplace, is every single department has organization to it. It may not be a full visual for each machine, like a full 5S lean manufacturing, but every department has come up to us and say, hey, you know, what can, I need this now, I need this. How can we go and build it for them? So we're not at Kanban levels yet for everything. It's more just creating a 5S visual workplace. We would like to get to Kanbans in the future, but right now we have a 525,000 square foot facility. So I just need to get the visuals going first and change the culture of people understanding and respecting the apparatuses and the builds that we did. And then once I get that going, then I can start Kanbans. I'm probably 2 years away.
Speaking of changing the habits, how was the reaction of your staff people?
It takes time, but you know, once everyone realized, you know, people don't like change,
mm-hmm.
you know, change is always something people go against because people think, you know, this is how I've been doing it for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why do I have to change? Nobody's saying anyone's been doing anything wrong. There's just always a better way to do it. So how do we get by it? We get their input, we talk to the crews, and then, you know, we build it. Are we going to agree on everything? No.
Mm-hmm.
But we get 90% of what they want.
It's coming from them, so
exactly. They're telling us how they want the structures built. My teams are building it. We roll it out.
Yeah.
After a couple of days, we say, hey guys, what do you think? Is this working? Is it not? Where are the challenges?
Yeah.
And we have 3 shifts. So we have to go and make sure we talk to all 3 crews when we roll a structure out to say, hey, is this working?
Okay. And do you, like, you improve what you do if it's not exactly what it was?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's the beauty of your product, I guess, right? You know, it's flexible.
Yeah.
If you build anything, you could tear it down and then you rebuild it again.
Okay.
We do have some areas where we're not going to redo a structure because it's not a fundamental problem. It's more of an operational challenge. But, you know, to answer your question, you know, anytime we do have a structure that has to be rebuilt, you know, it's very easy to, and the crews bring stuff up to us on a regular basis.
Okay.
I was going to say, there's a clear, from what I hear, there's a clear feedback loop that goes both ways at the moment, and that's what brought the challenges down. Is that like the adoption to?
Yeah, to an extent, we have we were having the problem where people just kept coming up to us and say, "I need this fixed, I need that," and we weren't able to create that loop because I have six different people on my team, so it was a little challenging. Well, what's priority levels? So we created a suggestion form. So if anything needs to be improved or changed, they could go and fill out the suggestion form. We make sure we hand it back to them within 2 weeks, and then we communicate with them then. Well, the facilities, we've been around the company since 1947. We moved up to this brand new facility 10 years ago. And you know, we took everything that we took from our old facility to here, which is great.
Yeah.
You know, nothing wrong with that. And to let, I'm the third generation. So my father and my uncle, they're the owners of the company.
Okay.
So technically I'm the fourth generation. My grandfather started with his mother. So a lot of years, a lot of dedication to this place. But the reason why we thought we need to come up with the visuals and organization, it was just how everyone used to do it. It was the old, traditional manufacturing approach. You hoard everything, you gotta keep everything. And you gotta make sure, whatever gets a job done, you do it. Nobody ever thought, well, how can I do it the most effective and most efficient way? Nothing wrong how the past used to do it, but just how we all, used to think, how can we improve to get better? And that's the step of, this generation, I think, and moving forward, where are the opportunities to grow? Yeah. And, we've done such a great job to get it to this point. Now it's taking that next step, the next evolution of, growing not only the products and the production side, because we've done an excellent job of that, but it's changing the culture, changing the mindset of, hey, getting product out is one step. How do we do it effectively is another. People used to work for one company for 40 years, 30 years, for so many years, so you didn't have to worry about losing that knowledge. Now people are working 5 years at a company, and then they move on to the next one. The people aren't staying as long. So how do we keep, instead of trying to say you need to keep this person because of tribal knowledge, you don't get those people who are long-term. You would like that, and that's the goal in the future, but how do I go and train for the new hires? How do I train for new people coming on board? Mm-hmm. And that's where, the visual workplace and these structures come in. So now if I can pull anyone off the street, they know exactly where everything is, how the area should be worked, and then we come in and create, K-Bank or boards, documentations, so now you don't have that tribal knowledge.
Yeah.
So you're creating that visual environment so anyone could work and come in and understand it. And that helps tremendously with retention rate as well. Because when people see a visual, they see organizations that, help keep the place fundamentally clean. They'll be able to appreciate it more, and that's what I've seen at least. We have meetings with the crews, and we talk to them and say, hey, where can we go and improve? We also do audits, so every 2 weeks, they're like Les calls them gemba walks, so just go look, go see, and we actually have a scorecard, and we review the entire visual, the machine processes, procedures, and say, how are we guys doing on here? We don't want to give, and it's not about, say, hey, you're doing this wrong, you're not doing this correctly. It's about where can we grow? Where are the opportunities to succeed? Why is something not happening? So that's where we get these audits, these gemba walks, and we actually give them to the supervisors of each machine, and then they talk to the crews about them. The goal was to try to do three things.
Okay.
Work on the visuals, the cleanliness around the machine. Mm-hmm. Cutting down on setup times,
mm-hmm.
and cutting down and doing effective cleanups. Those are the three cleanups on the machines themselves. Okay. So those are the three areas. That's what the goal was of, creating this visual workplace. How do we keep the exterior organized, keep setting up the machines and cleaning the machines themselves. From where we started to where we are now as a visual standpoint around the facility, it's night and day different. The people who've worked here as long, they don't even, they forgot how it used to be.
Okay.
We used to have, everyone used to have their own cabinets, and they used to, store their own items in there. Now we get supply all the tools for every machine. And we go and make sure everyone has what they need in the proper location. And they used to always hide stuff and people used to say, well, this is my tool. So now we just give it for them and we make the boards. And I say the biggest plus of everything as of right now has been just the visual organization of it. We've done time studies in the past. How long did it take to find this piece of equipment before? It took about 10 minutes. So when we created the organization, it took only 5 seconds now to find that tool. And I have a picture for that. So it's a piece of wood and it has rubbers and knives on it to make cutouts in the corrugated sheet. Yeah. So they used to have a cabinet. It used to be a closed cabinet. The pieces of wood for the cutting of the board was on all different shelves. You had other supplies that were in the way of things. So we took everything out of there. We talked to the crews, found out what do you need in there? What don't you need? And if you're not sure, we'll leave it for a week to see if anyone touches it. After getting input and feedback from the crews, we found out they only needed the pieces of wood. They didn't need anything else in there.
Well,
then we built the structure, and then it was about where do we locate it. They wanted to locate it a little bit further away, and we suggested bringing it closer. So now when they open up the machine, the pieces of wood are right there and you put it on.
Okay.
You fabricate your own dies?
No, we don't fabricate them. We purchase them. We do have a die tech room in the house. And then they do the organization. Yeah. Are there always challenges every day? Of course. Mm-hmm. So it's never perfect, but
yeah.
From where we stood to where we are now, it's a big difference.